This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Well, hello, everybody. We're live here from Florida, and you just got done watching last night's show, and what a show it was. You guys heard a lot about the Supreme Court and what's going to go on Thursday, and I'm going to reiterate, we need your help. We need everything you can afford and do. We've come this far. And if you want to help save your country, please donate to thelindellplan.com. We need this is the only thing that can stop us now is resources and your help and prayers. I just seen that opening, the Lindell Report opening segment there with me and the president. It goes back to when I was at the White House. That goes all the way back to January of 2021, everybody. And wow, what we've learned and what's happened in the last 3 years. If I'd have known, bringing that evidence there that day, and I thought, this is going to be so easy. God gave us this evidence to save the country, and then we were attacked as China and the Uniparty and the deep state globalists that have attacked in our elections. And here we are 3 years later, over 3 years later, and now it's finally coming to fruition, everybody, to get Thursday, to get this case to the Supreme Court and adding the evidence that no one's seen before. And this is going to be so explosive. And I've said it back then when we did that movie, Absolute Proof. I said, these justices, I really believe it'll be 9-0. I believed it back then. I believe it now. Everyone says, hey, Mike, the 9-0 that just came up the other day with the Colorado, the president being on the ballot. Was that your dream? Was that the 9-0? No, but I'll tell you, that was a 9-0, though. You don't get too many of them out of the Supreme Court because everything has been politicized. That's the way it's been. And I'm telling you, with this, that the evidence is going to be dropped on Thursday. If these justices look at this and really look at the evidence, and the whole country's going to see it, the whole world's going to see it, we pray they pull it in so fast and it will vote 9-0. So fast. I mean, what happened in this case when it first got thrown out for standing before the 2022 election. You guys, this was stuff that started this nonsensical, like, why would you throw this out on standing? And things that didn't make sense. And this is where we're at. And the Supreme Court is there to protect our country. And I really believe, I don't care if they're a liberal justice or a conservative justice or a compromise justice, that they all will vote 9-0. I really pray for that. I believe that. Pray for they accept it. If they don't accept it or if they sit on it, everybody, you all have a job to do. We need to get the word out of what's going to be in that case. What's going to be presented on Thursday saves this country. This is it. It's all come down to this. We have to have secure elections. We got to get rid of these electronic voting machines. And this is it. It's all come down to 2 days from now. And we need your help. Go to thelindellplan.com. Go there. Donate. We need 100% of your money. 100% is going to secure our election platform. That's what we do with it. As long as we're on the Lindell plan here, there you go. Donate whatever you can. And if you can at this time, because of the economy and stuff, get everyone you know. Say, hey, Mike Lindell's case, this is there. It's there now. We need help. I've spent tens of millions of dollars to get to this point, everybody. And now I need you. I need all of you out there to help. And when I see all over the country go, Mike, I support you. I'm buying your, I buy all your MyPillow products. I'm behind you. Keep going. And I want to thank you for buying the products to sell. My employee-owned company has been attacked like no other company, I don't believe, ever. It's been just decimated with attacks and attacks and attacks. my employees hang in there, and they you know, and all of you with all of your support. But you can use that promo code L77, everybody, to save and help those employees over there. But I need your help for now is to donate to this plan. We need to get the word out. This money that we're getting tonight is going to help with all of our marketing for this case. Because you know what? If this gets presented on Thursday, and there's only the people watching, you watching, and people that watch on Lindell TV, you might, and social media, that we're all out there on social, all these new social media platforms. If we don't get this out to the rest of the 280 or 300 million people out there in the rest of the world to see it like we did with the movie Absolute Proof, it's not going to matter. I've had enough evidence to overturn any election a million times over. But you know what? And evidence of an intrusion. We have more evidence than any case in the world. You can just grab a sliver and go, bing, done. But remember, no judge in the United States has, to this point, has looked at any of the evidence based on merit. They kick things out for standing and sanction the lawyers, just like they did in this case, which was originally before the 2022 election. Came out of Arizona, everybody, if you're curious. It came out of Arizona. And this is to get rid of the machines. I started there. Then I went to Alabama, and I was going to do every state. But we started getting this pushback from our own party. Disgusting. And by the way, the plaintiffs in Arizona were Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham before the election. This is long before the election. And they're going, hey, you know, and the judges say, well, you don't have standing. How do they not have standing? They're running for office and they are people. We the people, what do you mean? Who does have standing then? This judge, they made a terrible ruling. And then the Ninth Circuit upheld it when we appealed it. They not only upheld it, but then they sanctioned the lawyers, like Alan Dershowitz, who I hired back then, and who's a Democrat. I figured, hey, you know what, Democrats, Republicans, we all want. We all want these electronic voting machines gone. The Democrats wanted them gone for two decades. I couldn't believe it, so this happened. But the silver lining was that because they did this because of standing, that they stopped it because of standing, that allows the open door we've been waiting for that no man can shut to the Supreme Court. And that open door, we not only does the case go through that open door, but you can add evidence to it. Because the lawyers have said, that's why we got to add evidence. So when they kicked it out, all these cases they kick out for standing, what a blessing that we now can add this evidence, because we just got this with a couple months ago, I'm hearing. Some of it is a couple weeks ago. And great teams of cyber guys, of experts and lawyers have put this all together. And it's cost a lot of money. It's been a lot of time. This, you could even say that this is, you know, 3 years in the works, that we never gave up. We never gave up. We never stopped. But now it's up to you. We need your help. We need to get this out there and market it everywhere. I'm going to take money, the resources that come in, your money, and it'll be the best bang for your buck to save our country you ever spent. This money is going to go to email blasts, getting email lists, just like I did for Absolute Proof, the movie. We went and we blanketed the country in other ways to market, to paid marketing, buying ads that we can. A lot of places you're putting ads, they're not going to play them. You're not going to see this on your Fox News of the world. They're not going to report this. Newsmax isn't going to report this case. I've already been attacked in the media, but it's by the low-level media, these low-level, the Newsweeks of the world. We need the CNNs to come in and attack. We need the Washington Post to come in and attack. We need these because we've got to get the word out where people go, hey, I wonder what Mike's got. I wonder what's on there. What is this new evidence that Mike Lindell's out there shooting his mouth off again about? You know, every time he says it's going to be 9-0, something happens and it doesn't happen. Well, you know what? Because everything's been suppressed. By the way, when they say that there's been no evidence or whatever, if you get to Frank's Beach here and you just hit that search button, look up inside the machines. We have had inside the Dominion machines, that particular brand, we've had that up here for 2 years now, because that's the Mesa County image, not just the reports, the actual image. Anybody that's any cyber guy, whatever, you look in there and you're going, we've got it. There was a downtick in election and the general election of 2020. We've got Casco Records here, reports on Craig Speech. The Casco Records report, which shows computer manipulation in our whole country, in every county in the country. So this is the one shot we get because it's so huge, because it's going before the Supreme Court, that even if they wouldn't accept it, we pray they do, because these people are children, they have children, grandchildren, neighbors. They're nine people. These are nine people that are there to protect our country and our Constitution. Well, you know what? What these lower courts did went directly against our Constitution. And using the law, bringing this case there, this should just grab this. And I believe if the word's out, if everybody knows about it, because we're going to do the same thing. We're going to market this everywhere that this case is out there. And then once the evidence is put in there, which will be put in there and presented on Thursday digitally, come Friday, and after that, the whole focus is going to be getting the evidence out to the world, page after page after page after page. And this evidence is so explosive. I don't care who you are, if you're a Democrat, a Republican, if you're a citizen of the United States, or for that matter, anybody around the world, you're going to go, wow, look at the United States election platform. Look what they've done. Look at the attacks that have happened there. Look at this conspiracy. Look what happened there. Not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy between a lot of bad people. A lot of bad, bad, deep state, evil, CCP, globalist, uniparty, all of them combined, an attack on our country. And so this is going to be huge. Anyway, what I want to do is I want to take you, so go to lindellplan.com, everybody. We're going to go there now. I'm going to show you. So you're going to go there and you're going to hit that donate button. But if you want to know a little more, go to lindellplan.com. And you can learn more there. And I'm going to tell you, so as we scroll down, here, now there, right there, we're going to tell you, you can read this, we're filing with the Supreme Court of the United States on March 14th. By the way, everybody, if you heard it was going to be in person on the 15th, I was so excited, Illinois, I put that out there. I wanted to make this so big that they would have to, it would make the news. But my lawyers say, Mike, you might make the news, but this is about your safety. This is, we have to think about safety here. And I haven't been back to Washington, D.C. since January 7th of 2021. So I agreed with the lawyers and I said, okay, go ahead. We'll leave it up to the people then. It's up to us to spread this word far and wide. When this gets filed on March 14th, 2 days from now, everybody, this is historical. This is the news that's going to save the country if we can get the word out there. It really is. This is what we've been waiting for, and we need your help. So if you go down, donate. And I'm going to show you, if you come to lindellplan.com, and there's the video I did, but if you go down to the bottom, this is our ground game to secure our elections, but the Supreme Court case is all part of our big plan. If you go down and we click on the plan, which you guys will click on that, and then down below that, you're gonna see me explaining the whole plan. And there's three different things. There's the short version, there's the middle version, and then the whole white paper on the plan that I laid out last August. Now, if we click on the plan, the brief version, I'm gonna go through it with y'all. So click on the first one there, the plan, the brief overview. Now, if you guys scroll down, go ahead and scroll down. There's the Election Crime Bureau. Now, okay, the Election Crime Bureau is another thing where your money will go by you helping to donate and by you helping to save our country. Every dime, every part of this is a piece to this to saving our country. We have the real-time election monitoring. Now, this is all separate from the Supreme Court thing case, but we have wireless monitoring devices that I want to get in every county in the United States. These monitor the big lie that our machines aren't online. Our machines are online. They're all online. Okay, South Carolina just had an election a couple weeks ago, and they shut everything down for a couple hours because the internet was down. I thought you weren't on the internet. But sure, so we have that. And the Frank Social app, you guys, these are good. If you get a pen and a paper here, everybody, you need to get to the Frank Social app and you need to download that, everybody. Then we have the Cause of America. When you download the Frank Social app, go on there, click on elections. You need to get involved with the Cause of America. That's another entity that I support. It's in all 50 states. We have the Cause of America. You'll learn what's going on in your state, in your town, in your country. Of course, then we have the Frank Speech, the media. This is where you should be watching. There's hundreds and hundreds of podcasters here beside. Remember, this is like a Rumble platform / TV station. We have the Lindell TV 1, 2, and 3. You should be watching every day to find out what's going on in this country. You're not going to get it on Fox News, Newsmax, or anywhere else, Salem Media. They're not going to talk about what the hope we're giving you to save our country with our elections. You can sit there and think all about it and just go, you know what, I play Donald Trump gets in. No, we need to secure our election platforms. There's down tickets and everything. And if you get involved or at least get educated on this, and you know, support. We need funding right now. And this is how you can help save your country. Now you have the Election Crime Bureau. What the Crime Bureau is, everybody, the Election Crime Bureau is I have Patrick Colbeck, the great Patrick Colbeck. Remember, he was an actual rocket scientist. He was also a senator in Michigan. But the last 3 years, even beyond that, all he's done is fight for our country and fight the battles over and over again. We hired him as COO, and he is with the Election Crime Bureau. Remember, you have cyber guys, you have lawyers, we have all this, all the people over there, where all the evidence and all the stuff that comes through, all the anomalies. So when you have your, another app you want to get is the Mike Lindell Courage app at the App Store. Just put Mike Lindell apps and get them all. But you're going to need this Courage app. So you have that app, and we work with a lot of other groups too, like Turning Point USA, many other groups where they're out there canvassing, they're out there doing stuff, and they're out there getting the bank and the votes and getting people that haven't voted before. But they're also finding problems and anomalies and deviations. And they take that and they report that to us, to the Election Crime Bureau. All this stuff from the country, it's like a big hub of a wheel. All these things come into us and we go through them, the lawyers, the cyber guys, and we take pieces out there that are important, the low-hanging fruit, and then everything out. Maybe you find something here, go, wow, this would go good to use in South Dakota, which we're going to have a lot about South Dakota here in about 10 minutes when Jessica comes on from the leader of the Cause of America in South Dakota with big reports going on there. We're getting a lot of pushback from Republicans. Wow, Mike, I can't believe it.
I do have
another support. Okay, we're going to have Jessica on in a few minutes here. And I'm going to tell you, everybody, all the stuff that we take and all the laws that were, that remember, the election laws that were in our country prior to 2020, you didn't have all this nonsense early voting. I did in my crazy state of Minnesota, but most states didn't have that. Most states didn't drop out 7 million ballot registrations like Michigan. Just sprinkle the troops, everybody. All this stuff was done illegally by Secretary of State using the China virus as an excuse. And the attorney generals from those states just didn't do anything. They just let it happen. Thank God we had a great attorney general in Texas named Ken Paxton that fought. When they tried to do that in Texas, he fought 12 cases and won every one of them. Every one of them. And he stopped Texas from turning blue, like they would say Texas could turn blue. Yeah, if there would have been Ken Paxton, it probably would have, but it wasn't really blue. It would have been stolen. All these, they were going to dump ballots all over Texas, just like they did crookedly in Michigan. So all the stuff we get, the legislatures make the laws, everybody. And we can only pray that they're not crooked or compromised or have another agenda, like we believe they do in South Dakota. So anyway, right now I'm going to be bringing on Jessica to tell you about South Dakota. But support the plan, you guys, at any time. Go there. I need you to go to lindellplan.com. This is a drive. Call it whatever you want to call it, I guess. I'd like to stay up for 2 days straight, 48 hours, and just a marathon just to get those donations to get in. We need funding. If you know anybody putting big money into candidates, you say, hey, you need to start here first. We need to secure our elections, and we get one shot at this. We're working from the ground up in every county in the country, but then we're working from the top down because we finally got that door open, and Thursday's the big day at the Supreme Court. Before Jess comes on, I'm going to explain when we're working from county up. Every county in this country, most of them, you can go into the county, and you can decide there, those commissioners or those election officials can say, hey, we don't want the machines. We're going to go with paper ballots. It's made at the county level. They make the decisions. Now, a lot of these counties that we've been into, they get attacked by making a good decision to go to paper ballots. In Arkansas, California, it was all Republicans that blocked us. Once these counties like Cleburne County, Shasta County, Mojave County in Arizona, many, many counties, I could go on and on, but all of a sudden here come Republicans and they block it going, are they trying to stop it? And it doesn't make sense. They have another agenda and it's a very evil agenda. So with that, I'm going to bring in South Dakota. About a month ago, I get a call from our great leader there, Jessica. She goes, hey, we got an opportunity in South Dakota to get out ahead of the country, kind of similar to New Hampshire, and where every county can vote for 5% of the county registered voters. You get the petition, you get 5% on this petition, you get it signed, and then they can vote on it. You bring it to those elected officials, and they get to vote, the county gets to vote, rather than have to go to paper ballots. How simple is that? At least let the people vote. Well, that's what it did. Pierce, South Dakota at the Capitol, just had the team down there teaching them how to, the county officials, how to do paper ballots, hand counted, teaching them. About half the state of South Dakota showed up of the counties, and everything was looking good. And now we're going to bring Jessica on, and she can take it from there. Jessica, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. Well, the last time we seen you, we had the great win. I take it from after the Pierce, South Dakota. I know you've been fighting for 3 years. We went on the show. We had you on before. You're just like me. You can't believe that our own party, the Republican Party, is our biggest battle. Are they really Republicans? People like to call them rhinos. I call them uniparty. You can't even explain why some of these Republicans would do something against the people. They got to have another agenda, everybody. And I know last time, if you can take it from, you had your legislators there in South Dakota try and vote this out and try and we won by one vote. Explain what happened there. Take it before you get to where we're at now. Tell us what happened there, that these legislators, they tried to stop you guys, the people, from actually bringing something to a vote.
Yes, that's what happened. So the citizens of South Dakota, like I said, this wasn't our idea. There's citizens that were just kind of motivated to find a way to get rid of the machines in their county. They came up with this petition idea. They started circulating them. And Lawrence County turned in their petitions. I'm kind of losing track of time. I think it was last week. Shortly after the legislature caught wind of that, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, caught wind of that and tried to quickly hoghouse a bill, which means like hijack a bill or take a bill and make it something that it wasn't before in order to enact a law. Now, get this. Specifically, the law was to allow the county commissions to reject petitions that they think are illegal. So they would not be trying to enact a law to give the county commissions legal authority to reject petitions that they think are illegal if it was already legal, correct? I mean, so that was what HB 1140 was about.
You can't make this up.
So they tried to hoghouse this bill. It died in a tie vote on the floor of the House. One more vote and that would have been enacted into law, but it died on the floor. Now,
so we won by one vote, basically, right?
Basically, yeah.
Right, one vote. And now I'm going to say, before you go on a little further, Who was behind that? What was the name? I know we put their phone number and their email. Did they ever get any emails from the public or from the people of the country? Did you any hear about that? That, hey, we why would you do this? I told them to politely ask, what is your agenda? How does this help South Dakota or the United States? I told people to ask them, did you hear, did they get any email? What was the person's name again?
Well, there were several legislators, but Rebecca Reimer became the prime sponsor of that bill. And again, she's big buddies with our Secretary of State. So she brought the bill and pitched the bill on the floor. There was a lot of other people involved. A lawyer named Sarah Frankenstein was using her influence to the legislators and all of the county officials. Now, she's really the one behind this, the legal mind behind
this. Is this Sarah Frankenstein? Is that her real name?
Yes, that's really her name.
She sounds kind of scary if she's trying to go against the people. Now, she's a Republican. Is that correct?
Yeah. She's supposed to be a conservative Republican. She's been going around the state. The last year, she was going around the state pitching Eric to every Republican group that would work, trying to tell everybody in the state that we needed to become part of Eric. So I was like, well, there's your sign. Obviously, she's working for the other side if she's trying to promote Eric.
Let me explain about people that are watching that don't know what Eric is. Eric is a voter system that was put in by some very bad people. And we've been pushing to get rid of Eric. Everybody has. Most states have left Eric. So while we were fighting to get rid of Eric, she was trying to get it into South Dakota. Is that correct?
Yes, as states across the country were fleeing Eric and canceling their contracts, she was still promoting Eric and wanted our state to become part of Eric. And to this day, she still will not reverse her opinion. She is still promoting Eric.
Now, is she an attorney? Is she an elected official? What is this this lady?
She's an attorney, and she says her job is to defend the auditors. So she's charging our county. So now everybody get this. Our counties already have state's attorneys. Every county has a state's attorney, and lots of them have multiple deputies working on our dime to defend the county. That's their job. Well, what they've done is their state's attorneys can't handle this, so they're outsourcing to a private company or a private firm and using our tax dollars on top of what we're already paying the state's attorneys to defend their position. So Sarah Frankenstein's getting paid $300 an hour by all of these counties to again be feeding them this misinformation on HAVA and other things in order to get them to vote against these petitions and to vote to enact ordinances on the county to stop these petitions. And then again, she has a big influence on HB 1140.
Unreal. So this Sarah Frankenstein, is she a communist? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand. Does she want to destroy our country? And you guys, when it makes no sense, when it doesn't help Democrats, Republicans, I'm talking people now. If it doesn't help anybody and the people want this, all the people want in South Dakota is a chance to vote to get rid of the machines and go to paper ballot. How dare you take away our rights, Sarah? I mean, this is. I just can't imagine, and that means that there's another agenda. So, is her agenda going to be money? I think it goes deeper than that. There's somebody up above that's hired her. You don't just get to go to all the counties for these auditors. Does she work for your governor, Kristi Noem? Who's paying her? Just the county's individual, but somebody had to say, hey, she's a good lawyer and she's got a lot of good ideas. Who's the people that would even say that? Who are the people that would endorse this lawyer to be representative of counties against the people? Do we know who's behind that? There's always a face behind a crooked lawyer.
Right. Well, she's with a private law firm, and who knows who is influencing her, but as you listen to her talk and you see what she's doing, she's gaslighting people by saying, I'm for the counties, I'm for the people, I am working for the people, when everything she is doing is not for the people, it's against the people. And right. So I just wanted to say, she's, her job is to defend the status quo. We have upended the status quo so bad. Their minds are blowing up here that these people have found a way to hand count paper ballots. So I just want to read this law to you real quick, and we need to get to what happened in the Lawrence County Commission meeting today. But this initiative, there's a state law 718A-13, and it says after these petitions have been read, the only option for that county commission is this: the board shall enact the proposed ordinance or resolution and shall submit it to a vote of the voters in the manner prescribed within 60 days. That is it. It doesn't give them, they can't throw it out. That is for the judicial branch to decide. So what happened today in the Lawrence County Commission meeting is the Lawrence County Commission, under the advisement of Sarah Frankenstein and their state's attorney, broke the law by throwing out the petitions that these people turned in their county.
Wow. So all the work going into that county to get these petitions, all the people wanted was, hey, we have 60 days now. We get to vote on whether to do this or not, these paper ballots. And Sarah Frankenstein goes in there and convinces these people. How would she convince them? Did she threaten them, saying that they could end up going to court? Or what was the
Yes. So she was allowed to give a presentation. I hope Nicole is on the call here. Nicole was there. She is our Patriot leader there. She is a 20-year Air Force veteran, so I hope she can jump on this call. But Sarah Frankenstein was allowed a presentation. Our people there timed it. It was 33 minutes. She was allowed to give a PowerPoint about all the ways that she thought that voters were being disenfranchised by removing ADA machines. So the petition said they want to get rid of all electronics. Sarah Frankenstein is saying that that is violating HAVA. It is absolutely not violating HAVA to get rid of ADA machines, disability machines in the precinct level, because one, we have a central count system, and two, if you get rid of any electronics that were paid for with HAVA funds, you don't have to you don't have any more strings attached. So you don't have to provide an ADA machine. And in fact, federal law allows for a person to help a handicapped person, a person of their choice. Secondly, Lawrence County they had exactly zero votes cast on the ADA machines in 2020, both elections, and 2022. So they've had exactly zero votes in the last four elections on these machines that they're screaming about keeping and claiming that all these people are going to be disenfranchised, when actually zero people would be disenfranchised in Lawrence County. So it's actually kind of comical. But Sarah Frankenstein got a 30-minute presentation. And when our citizens came up with a 13-page document prepared to give to the county commission, the first thing they said is, we're not going to let you talk very much. Keep your comments short. So they said, well, she got exactly 33 minutes, so we're going to talk. And they read them the Riot Act. Let me tell you, they were spot on. They had all of the federal and state laws in hand, and the county went to vote against the people anyway, 5-0.
5-0. Now, is that five Republicans on that board, on that commission?
I do not know the makeup of that county commission, but I would think that most of them are Republicans. And actually, get this, Mike, there might have been a little bit of intimidation or some sort of lawfare going on there, because Mary Fitzgerald is a state representative. She went to the meeting. She sat down in the middle of the commission table, where only the commissioners and the state's attorney get to sit. But she sat down in the middle of the table throughout the whole meeting next to Sarah Frankenstein. And Mary Fitzgerald is married to a judge, Judge Fitzgerald. And anyway, that was totally inappropriate for her to be there, I guess whatever her presence there was doing, but that was totally inappropriate. And anyway, it was just kind of a very interesting, another telling day in a day in the life of a fake Republican in South Dakota, which is what all these people are. We've seen inside emails from county officials and city officials in Lawrence County sending out emails to come and fight this ordinance against the people. And they're claiming this is disinformation, but really what is happening is that the people are still being gaslit by these brainwashed people that believe anything that's told to them without doing their own independent research. And let me tell you, we've done our own independent research. We've had Sean Smith and Clay Parikh vet our arguments. It's 100% legal. So I just want to tell everybody out there, the Lawrence County Commission broke the law. They're going to get sued. And Sarah Frankenstein is saying that these counties... Yes, Sarah Frankenstein is saying that the county... Yes, she's saying that the counties are going to get sued by the ACLU. Well, bring it on. Bring it on, because there is nothing illegal about this. So it would hold up in court. But this is lawfare and intimidation at its best in South Dakota. And today was on full display for all the people of South Dakota to see.
That's disgusting. And this is these Republican blockers. And so you had everything thrown at you there, from this Frankenstein lady telling them that they're intimidating them, and then having telling people that this is illegal. I want to tell you, and then to use, they always use the handicap, everybody. Here's the game that they play. You know, they used it in California. In California, when they used it in Shasta County, California had the best laws on the books. They don't use, they don't have a machine. What they say there, you can just go, hey, sign off. It's like having a notary. I'm okay with this guy seeing my vote. When I did a Senate hearing in Louisiana, I got to speak there for about 23 minutes. And one of the things that was brought up, this one lady says, well, I'm handicapped, and I really think a machine is safer for my vote than a piece of paper. And I go, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Handicap is a broad thing, okay? What if you have no arms, no legs, you can't hear, you can't see? Where are you going to find the machine? You're going to have human interaction, okay? And, you know, where do you draw the line? And then the other thing is, like you said, here's what I have actually brought up to when we've been blocked before. And I don't like to say it. I'm going, okay, take your handicap and put it aside. Whatever you're currently doing, if you carve that out and said, okay, we're not going to touch this handicap stuff. And like you said, you know what? It doesn't matter, because nobody's using it anyway. That, you know, most handicaps are going the old-fashioned way. They bring their brother, their mother, their sister, their friend, and say, hey, let's go vote. You know, give me a break. You think they care if their sister knows who they voted for? It's disgusting.
Well, so here's the thing. Again, when they're trying to defend their illegal position, that doesn't make any sense by gaslighting you. They expose themselves. You know that their narrative is always contradicting themselves, right? So we have them saying, if we don't have these ADA machines in the precincts at the polls, it's going to violate HAVA, and somebody's going to be committing a felony. Okay. Well, on the other hand, we have them admitting that nobody's ever used it. And then secondly, every nursing home, all the auditor staff has to go and assist the nursing home vote in person. And they have never brought an ADA machine to the nursing home. And that should be considered a polling place, because they're conducting voting in the nursing home. And they have never, ever brought a machine there for all of the actually disabled, elderly, infirm, and possibly blind people to vote on these machines. Right. And guess what? Guess how they voted, Mike? Somebody helped them. A person helped them.
Somebody
at the polling place.
Well, right. What a concept. Or you can be Racine County, Wisconsin. Remember when they got in trouble in the nursing homes? All these people that got voted, somebody voted for them. Their names were used, and a lot of them couldn't even think. And it's disgusting what they've done to our voting platform. These are the excuses they use, everybody. And we're not gonna stand for it. I want everybody, you guys, get behind the LiveHillPlan.com, everybody. This is what we do. Which you just mentioned a couple of experts here. You guys, I worked with Sean Smith and Clay Parikh. We all this to Sean with the Cause of America. These experts that have come in and said, hey, we're doing nothing wrong here. You're wanting to go to paper ballots here in county. We need your help out there, so donate to the LiveHillPlan.com. At all levels, we're helping everywhere. This is what we need. We need you to get behind us. You know what? I think, Jessica, if they're going to, I would love to be there. Is there another county that's coming up where they'll be doing the same thing? I would like to get there personally and stand in that courtroom and listen to this nonsense. Were you able to film? Was anybody able to film in there? Or is that illegal?
Well, so they're supposed to be recording their meetings and posting it on YouTube, but they are very slow at posting their meetings. So I jumped on the meeting. Yeah, imagine that. I jumped on their meetings remotely today and video recorded the whole thing, screen recorded it, and posted it on our Rumble channel. So if you go to our SD canvassing channel on Rumble, the whole meeting is there for everyone to watch to see what actually happened. And yes, this is coming up in another county soon. I can get you a personal invite to that, Mike, if you'd like to come. And lastly, I would just like to say that each county is bringing their own petition. So there's leaders in every county that decided what kind of petition they want to go to. Some of them have a single line, like it just says, we want to get rid of the tabulators. That's it. So all of these counties might be a little bit different, but we're up to 35 counties in the state now carrying some petition. And
wow, there's only you guys, there's 66 counties in South Dakota. I learned that.
Yeah, right. So we just want to tell everybody to not stop hearing these petitions. Go get your signatures, bring it to the county commission. What Lawrence County did was illegal. We're going to fight this. We're learning. We're going to sue people too, because these are our elections. And what they're doing is disenfranchising us by contracting away our civil rights to a third party for-profit corporation that has total control of our elections and we can't see anything. So we're not going to stand for this. We're going to keep going forward. And then I want to tell everybody out there that there is a sportsman's show in Sioux Falls this coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And a volunteer has purchased a booth at the sportsman's show. And there's going to be volunteers there collecting signatures for these petitions. So Lincoln County and Minnehaha County, get to the sportsman's show and sign these petitions, because last year there were 33,000 people that went through this event. And we've got people, anybody from any county can be in charge of bringing your petitions there. If there's people there from your county, you can get them to sign your petition also. So this is a good way to get lots of signatures in a short amount of time just by being at this event.
And that's in Sioux Falls. You know, that brings back memories. I did many, many shows with my pillow all over South Dakota, including Sioux Falls. Maybe this Saturday, maybe I'd like to make a little surprise appearance down there. We really get some thin things going on. That'd be a lot of fun. I want to ask you this. So where can they go if they don't get to Sioux Falls? Do you have a website where they can go to get that they can sign up there?
Yep. So we are just kind of directing traffic on this issue. So if you go to sdcanvassing.com, there is a local action tab, and then there's a petition information button. Click that. And if you, all the information about the petitions is there, and then you scroll down, and our map just got updated by Patrick today to show most of the counties that have some petitions going on there. So there are several that are kind of in the starting process. So we haven't made them yellow yet, but like I said, we've got 35 counties interested.
That is so awesome.
So we need you to send an email to petitions with an S, and then SD, petitionssd@proton.me. And we will get you connected with the person in your county that can get you either to sign the petition, or if you want to start carrying them yourself, we'll get you connected.
Right. And South Dakota's leading the way. Who do we have waiting on here to come on? Who is waiting? I've seen someone ready to come on.
That was Nicole.
She should be
on in a moment.
What's that?
It's Nicole. She's not quite ready. I'll let you know as soon as she is.
Okay, you'll let me know when she's ready. It's Nicole. And what is Nicole doing, Jessica, before we have her on?
Well, Nicole is one of the people that came up with this petition initiative idea.
Oh, wow.
And they've been working on this behind the scenes for months. And she is the one who took it to the Lawrence County Commission today. And if you watch
the video, I got all the pushback. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't understand this Sarah Frankenstein, and it just never ceases to amaze me. It's like you ask, or even these election committee, these five people that voted, you ask them a simple question, is like, why can't the people vote? Why can't the people vote? Don't they work for us, the people? I don't get it. You work for us, the people. Those machine companies, by the way, who is your machine company? Is it ES&S, the good old boys out of Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes, our friends to the south from Omaha, Nebraska, as they call themselves.
Right.
ES&S, right. We have all ES&S tabulators in every county in South Dakota.
Now, everybody, let me tell you, everybody, ES&S is the biggest machine company in the United States, not Dominion. Dominion just goes around suing everybody. ES&S kind of stays in the background. Well, you know what? It would seem to me that a person like this Sarah Frankenstein, she couldn't be acting alone. How do you know that ES&S isn't behind it and giving her more than $300 an hour? You know, just saying. It doesn't make sense. You got this much and you're trying to block. There've been nothing but blockers coming out of South Dakota. No cast vote records in South Dakota, everybody, and efforts that you guys put in, and it's disgusting. You get someone like, who's that Secretary of State, that Mall, what's her name?
Monet Johnson.
So the people go there, and I think Dr. Frank came out and met with her on my team, and everybody, this Monet Johnson goes, the people, the precinct people, they vote out the bad Secretary of State, and they get Monet Johnson in there. And Monet Johnson's supposed to be working for the people, what the people want. And all of a sudden, she meets with crooked Brad Rassenberger. She turns into a Stepford wife or something, you know. I love machines. It's disgusting. What's wrong with her? You can't explain this stuff. So either somebody gets to them. I'm telling you, everybody, either people get compromised. I think it's either bribes, threats. It just reminds me of Chicago with Al Capone in the 1920s, where all of a sudden people, you know, judges don't make the decisions they're supposed to make, or they kick the can on standing out of fear. It's bizarre, I think. And it's like, we'll see how it goes with other counties in South Dakota. You either, if it keeps going like this, and if they're just going trying to put fear into them that they're going to get sued, because your handicap wouldn't have a way to vote, you're going to get sued. Well, really? You're going to get sued if you don't let the people vote. How's that, tie, commissioners in South Dakota? You got my word there. We are not going to stand for this. We'll go after each and every one of them. There got to be some kind of laws they're breaking by breaking the Constitution of South Dakota that says you can get 5% on a petition and the people of the county can go vote. They work for the count for the people of the county, not themselves. And if they got compromised or threats, then they should let that be known to the country. I'll have them on my show. I wonder if any of those five that voted today would come on the Lindell Report here. I'd love to interview them. You know what? I am getting to South Dakota for the next county, because I'll tell you what, those names are the ones, if they vote against this, their names will be plastered all over. You think you got Mount Rushmore? We're going to have the Mount Rushmore shame. The rhinos and the uniparty of this country, all over South Dakota. We'll call it the mountain of shame. The mountain of shame, starting with Sarah Frankenstein. I mean, what is disgusting? And who is the name we put up? We put up their email and their phone number the other day. We don't put up personal cells. Who is that person?
That was Senator Lee Schoenbeck.
Lee Schoenbeck. Okay. Did he ever get emails? Did he ever hear? Did the people get to tell him what they thought about whatever he was trying to do there, being a big old blocker like Brad Rassenberger?
I'm sure he got some emails, yes, because I know people from out of state that were sending him emails even. So, and we know that our grassroots definitely respond when we put out calls to action. So I think you have some contact information that was publicly available off of the Lawrence County Commission website. For Sarah Frankenstein, you have her contact information there, and the county commissioners, they can reconsider their position on this petition. So citizens of Lawrence County and all the surrounding areas and every county in South Dakota, because this is going to set a precedent that they're just going to kick it out.
Right.
And they're going to lawfare us to death, just like they have with our Casco record lawsuit. They've lawfared us to death. So their contact information should be with your team there, Mike. You can put it up if you want.
Okay, can you put it up?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Can you wait on Nicole for a second? Do you have the information where people can email or call these commissioners that made this Sarah Frankenstein that made this horrible decision to ask them to reconsider and help save our country? Do we have, you guys have those contacts, control room?
I think I have it right here.
Put it up, and Jessica can let you know if it's wrong. There's the pictures of them. Is that them?
Yep, that's the Lawrence County Commission.
Okay, I want you to leave this up there. It says email them, but their emails aren't up there. How do they get to this page? Do we have their actual emails and their phone numbers?
I think Patrick sent it to you guys, but it's just commission@lawrencecounty.sd.us.
Yeah, do you have that, control? Do you have that email address? Can you put that up, or is it wherever this was? What was it again, Jessica?
commission@lawrencecounty.sd.us, I believe.
Right. Well, it's Lawrence County, everybody. Lawrence County, South Dakota. If you care about your country, everybody, you need to email these five gentlemen and say, you need to reconsider. You need to do, the people of the United States, the people of South Dakota, and the people of Lawrence County are counting on you five. You think that you're going to get off with just saying no against our Constitution, become some Sarah Frankenstein, some frivolous lawyer that obviously has a different agenda than saving South Dakota and our country? This is disgusting. These five need to reconsider. We're going to give them some grace here. Everybody email them. There it is. There's their emails, everybody. Let's leave that up there. Everybody take a screenshot if you're watching the program. I want everyone in the United States, because this affects us all. This could set a precedent. These five voted 5-0 to not listen to their citizens of Lawrence County, South Dakota. Email them and just say, hey, please reconsider. Say, you know, you guys be nice to them. This is not, we're just saying, hey, we don't know why you didn't let the people speak, or you let some frivolous lawyer named Sarah Frankenstein go on and on, battle on for 33 minutes, probably paid for by ESNS Incorporated down in Omaha to keep these horrible, horrible machines. There's commissioners at lawrence.st.yeah. They need to, you guys, everyone in this country, send them some emails and say, hey, South Dakota, have you set the precedence here? We're tired of fighting uniparty Republicans. If you guys want to be known as that, we're being nice tonight. We're asking you why. You better reconsider and listen to the people. They just want to bring it to a vote, right, Jessica? You guys just want to bring it to a vote. And then let the people in the county decide. It's our right. It is our right. You don't let some ESNS machine company led by Sarah Frankenstein scare you into not doing something because you could get sued because it's a felony if you don't have a handicapped person a place to vote. They got a place to vote. They bring their brother, their sister, whoever, and you know what? They could also, if they wanted to say, hey, you know what? We're going to keep that machine nobody uses for the handicap, and we're getting rid of everything else. There's a compromise. Let that dusty machine that nobody uses for the handicap. I'm tired of them using that, using the handicap against us. Shame on them. You talk about all the handicaps. I can name 4 handicaps where you couldn't use that machine no matter what. If you can't see or hear, how are you going to have somebody press the button on there? You're going to have somebody there to help you. What a concept. California does it. They got a nice little thing here. You stamp and say, it's okay if this notary guy sees my vote. Sir, could you help me? Or ma'am, could you help me vote? Or you bring a relative. You really care if you're, I mean, this is bizarre. How did we do it 20 years ago before the machines? Of course, yes, you have to bring someone to help you.
They also have the opportunity to absentee vote, which apparently most of them do absentee vote. And no one wants to disenfranchise the handicap, but the federal law actually allows for a paper voting system hand counted. So that is federal law. It's not a violation of the law. It's allowed in the law, and it's allowed for in the statute of South Dakota. So.
Right. So you don't need machines for anything. And by the way, Hey, we're all about recycling. I've been saying for 3 years now, melt down these machines and turn them into prison bars and start putting people like we hope that these five are compromised in some way. This Sarah Frankenstein sounds like she's got big issues. When you see people making decisions that against the people, everybody, I'm telling you, there's no difference between you're not a half a traitor or a half a hero. You're either a hero or a traitor in the time we're in right now. There's no room to compromise here anymore and say, okay, we'll just give her an excuse because she's got some good arguments. She doesn't have any good arguments. She's going directly into our Constitution, directly into what South Dakota law says you can do. We're tired of them breaking the laws and stuff. So then you're going to use lawfare against everybody and say, we're going to run them out of money. They've been doing that for me. And that's why, everybody, we need your help. LindellPlan.com. Get out your checkbooks. Get out your things. Donate. Everything we're doing, people out there volunteering like Jessica. She's been out there for 3 years working. Everybody's been out there. You at home now have to help us. But, you know, I'm going to get to South Dakota. I'm going to sit through some of these meetings. Oh, and we've got our experts that have helped out there. All your money goes for these experts, the lawyers. If we end up having to go county by county and sue these officials and sue these Sarah Frankenstein, I would tell my lawyers, I say, you know, when I see stupid decisions made that don't make sense, I say, can I sue the lawyers? I want to sue the judges. No, Mike, you can't do that. I go, why can't you? Just because they're a judge doesn't mean they can't be sued, or a lawyer can't sue another lawyer for being a stupid lawyer. Our compromise lawyer is disgusting.
At the least, they should be telling the truth, right? When they speak,
that's right.
When they're presenting something as a fact, it should be the truth.
That's right. So we have Nicole with us now. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hi, Mike, I'm great. How are you?
This is great. This is the show of heroes. You're a hero. Welcome aboard. Well, you just heard me.
Thank you. It was quite a day.
Tell us all about what went on. And I mean, you've been fighting for this for a long time. Jessica says you're the one that found this law or this constitution, our constitution of South Dakota, an open door, just like I have an open door finally to the Supreme Court. You think that we're going to let anybody shut that down on Thursday as we deliver that for the whole world to see? You found an open door for every county in South Dakota. They should put up a sign and say, you know what, this is it should be all over South Dakota, people celebrating that they can actually vote to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots. So were you surprised when you got in there? You know, today you were there, right, when they did this horrible thing, or was it yesterday? Today?
It was today, yes, today, this morning. It was a body blow, but not unexpected either. These folks have been fighting citizens, it seems like, nonstop over the past few years now, as we've tried to get to the bottom of the, you know, of what happened and get the truth. And citizens are more involved in their government. We're trying to hold people accountable, taking our rightful place back in the chain of command of our government. And they just fight us tooth and nail. And today
Nicole,
was rough.
Nicole, didn't that surprise you? And I don't know how far back you go for fighting to secure elections, but doesn't it surprise you South Dakota is supposed to be all this beautiful red state? And then you end up fighting the people that are supposedly in our party or having a conservative beliefs or whatever. It doesn't even make sense. I could see if they were making decisions that would maybe be politicized here, like if Democrats said, we're doing it just because we're Democrats and you Republicans want to do this. But this isn't it, is it? This is just, you can't understand, you can't even comprehend how these five election officials, we just put their emails up, how they would listen to this garbage coming from this Sarah Frankenstein and threatening them. They're basically threatening them with, if you do this, it's illegal. And well, then what? Here's the citizens have this sheet that says we get to vote. How is it illegal for us to vote when it says all we need is 5%? It's disgusting. This isn't the first day you've been blocked by uniparty Republicans then.
It's not. It seems to be an ongoing issue. And, wow. You know, my involvement goes all the way back. I actually attended the very first Stop the Steal rally out in D.C. right after the election was stolen. You know, so I've been following this for many years. I'm an Air Force retired a veteran, and we moved to South Dakota, put down roots here in 2019, and finally got moved into our house in 2021. And it's lies that South Dakota is this deep red state. It is not. Our legislature was abysmal this past session. The bills that went through there and what they voted for and voted against was horrible. And they just block us. Anything with elections, any election related bill, they just block us. And it's just a whole bunch of gaslighting and really frustrating. And here we found a way to petition them, and we're being shut down.
Being shut down. How come your governor doesn't help you out? What's up with that?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, after the election, she did interviews saying that everything was good to go, that it was a legitimate election. And then now that she's supposedly a vice president consideration, she's changed her tune. And she recently did an interview where she said, we can't let them steal the election again. And I wonder what has made her change her position on that. And why hasn't she done anything to help us over the past 3 years? Where has she been? Not helping us, that's for sure.
Right. She actually picked out the place to have the cyber symposium in Sioux Falls, and this is back when she's going, hey, we could be the first state to get rid of all the machines. And then all of a sudden, not even a year later, we can't even get the Casco records. I mean, are you kidding me? What's up with that? You know, I don't get it. And, you know, I think we've got to, you know, maybe the governor needs some pressure too on her to have the people's back, because we're not going to let this stand where you're going to get blocked. Now, this county that blocked today, what was it, Lawrence County? Is that what it is?
Yes, Lawrence County. We're out here in the Black Hills, so we're the Spearfish, right. Deadwood, Lead area, right out here on the Wyoming border.
My mom lived there when she was a kid. I got a lot of relatives from out there, Rapid City, Deadwood, Sturgeon, all that area. And there were big ranches out there on my mom's side. And I get to South Dakota a lot, and this is more, there's nothing more important than I'm going to be out there. If Lawrence County thinks they set a precedent today, they're in for it, because we're not going to let up on this. Nicole, I want to have you back if I can tomorrow night. If I get you two back on, I want to keep everybody informed. We've got to stop this in its tracks and address it. These people, these five commissioners, they need to reconsider now. We're giving them one day. So we're going to keep their names up there. We're going to post it up on Frank's Speech. And you guys are heroes in South Dakota. I'm hearing music that the show's coming on in. But I'll tell you what, we're going to get behind and help you out too. Everybody donate. Big Supreme Court case. South Dakota, look at these heroes. They're leading the way, leading the charge to save your country. Do your part. Donate. Help us all from the ground up. With South Dakota leading the way, and from the top down, the Supreme Court on Thursday. Thank you, guys. Can you come? Can you both? Can we get you on tomorrow night, both of you?
Yes.
All right. Well, really, tomorrow night, I want names. I want names. If they don't comply tomorrow and reconsider, I want names. We're going to put up all the officials in South Dakota that have been blocking you, and we're going to put up their names, emails, phone numbers. We're still going to stay away from cell phone numbers right now to be courteous and kind. But you never know on that, too. But all right. Well, thank you, gals.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. That's the Lindell Report, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Supreme Court and at the county level coming up. We're going to save our country. Donate to LindellPlan.com. Go there now. Please help save your country. This is awesome. This is our country. God bless America, and God bless you.